7:37 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is out this week, but we have Officer Greg Gordon, also a public information officer with the Pensacola Police Department, joining us now. Greg, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much for having me here.
Absolutely. Great to have you. Let's start with, I think the thing that is on a lot of people's minds this morning is just trying to get a grip on what exactly happened with the Washington High-Pensacola High football game that has prompted the move of location and time for the Pensacola High games upcoming. What can you tell us at this point?
Yeah. And regarding that, you know, we did have several disturbances at the fight at the football game, and then we did have a few fights, and those are being investigated right now. So the decision for that the school board made to move the football game to Tate, we support them 100%. So that's where we're at with that. We just want to make sure that everyone's safe.
Okay, so again, you said, I mean, I think it was a slip of the tongue. I don't know if it's what you meant to say or just you kind of said it wrong. But was there actually a fight, more than one fight? You know, you said disturbance. That's the thing that people are kind of frustrated about is the people who were at the game, many of them probably saw it, but the rest of us are kind of left wondering, you know, what really happened?
Yeah, we had several disturbances, you know, arguments and things like that that officers had to intervene. But we did have several fights. And those are being investigated as well. So
Okay. It's
just, those are, you know, regarding juveniles and things like that. So that investigation is still pending.
And then the other part of this that I think, I know I was kind of confused about is, it was said that it happened in the neighborhood or that it was connected to the neighborhood somehow. But if I'm not mistaken, that game was at Washington. The next game was supposed to have been at PHS. So why would the one affect the other? And I know, again, I know it's kind of the school board is the one that made the decision, but can you maybe help us understand what the thinking is behind the connection there, if you can?
Yeah, I'm really not too sure. We don't have any information regarding the neighborhood or things like that. We're just going based off what the school district decided.
Okay, so the one game, there were fights, several disturbances, ongoing investigation in terms of who and how many and all that kind of stuff. But that's the reason for the basis of the reason for concern about what might happen at the next game.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for helping clear that up as much as you can.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, sometimes
the
school board has to speak for themselves on a decision like that, so I certainly appreciate that. We last week had a pursuit that led to a death, somebody on Cervantes, right?
Yes, unfortunately. And the Pensacola Police Department turned over the investigation to Florida Highway Patrol, and they're conducting and continuing their investigation right now. So we're just waiting to hear what they have to say and where it moves from that point.
But the way I understood from the initial report was you guys got involved in a pursuit on eastbound Cervantes, and then basically not very long after, that person didn't understand the curve that was coming or failed to navigate it properly and ran into a building and wound up passing away. Generally speaking, is that what we know so far?
Well, at this point, there is an investigation going on, so I'm not able to comment just yet on the specific details.
Okay. But this does certainly remind us that there's a reason that we engage in or don't engage in pursuits, and that there's always a calculation involved and a policy involved in when and whether to pursue somebody, because that carries a risk too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's part of our policy.
The one of the kind of odd story, I don't know, I think it was from Sunday, where you had somebody stole a car, but there was an occupant in the car that maybe the person wasn't expecting, and certainly the owner of the car was very surprised to find missing, right?
Yeah, you know, this was definitely an interesting one. We had a vehicle stolen, a carjacking near 50 Baptist Hospital, that area. Short time later, off near the airport, off of Office Woods, a second vehicle was stolen, and a cat was inside that vehicle. We circulated the area, couldn't find this vehicle or the subject or the cat. And I'm happy to say that the cat has been recovered. Someone did call in. There was, I guess, an reward for information, and someone called in, and we were able to get the cat. I think the owners have it now, and the suspect in that has actually been arrested in another jurisdiction. So happy ending that the cat's been recovered and is safe.
I'm going to apologize in advance for saying this, but so this is a real-life example of a cat burglar, huh?
Touché. I like it.
I feel dirty already. anything else in terms of crime and events that have happened the last couple of days that we don't already know about?
No, you know, we're continuing monitoring traffic. We want to make sure that people are watching these school buses out there. We're having a lot of situations with these school buses, and people are calling about people running these stop signs on the school buses. So we want people to be safe and make sure that we're protecting our children up there.
Absolutely. Today is the end of the stand-up bird scooters. It should just be the sit-down VO scooters from here on out, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the city took their stance on it. And we look at it as in law enforcement as a safety thing, and we just want to make sure that people are enjoying downtown in the safest manner possible, and they made the decision to make it only to sit down. So we look forward to it. They're here, and we just want people to be safe on them.
Are PPD relieved? One less problem y'all have to deal with? What's the kind of response from y'all?
We still want people to be, obey traffic laws regarding these scooters and be safe. But yes, we are.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Hey, you know, city council made a decision that, you know, the mayor's on board, and, you know, if it makes your jobs easier and creates less clutter on the sidewalks and traffic incidents, then, certainly we'll take this. Hey, I had a question on something that I think people might not know the answer to. There was a story that's now made national news out of Alabama, where a black pastor neighbor was watering his friend neighbor's garden while he was out on vacation, and a lady down the street that did know him but didn't recognize him at the time called the police. They show up. It's long story short, he winds up getting arrested for obstruction because he doesn't want to give them an ID, even though he was, you know, very friendly in the beginning. It kind of escalated. Nobody got hurt, but it was not a good situation. In Florida, when do you and when don't you have to give the police your identification?
You know, when we're conducting an investigation, we need to identify individuals regarding the situation, whatever it might be. We and at the Pensacola Police Department, we tell people, hey, officer approached you, cooperate with them. If they feel that they've been wronged or there's something that amiss there, let everything go and then contact the police department and say, this is what happened, this is what I feel, and address it that way. When it's addressed in the street like that, sometimes it just doesn't go the way it should, when it could have been really resolved really quick. So we just tell people, hey, cooperate, and then contact the police department and make your complaint if you have one.
So if you are, I mean, better to cooperate than anything else, but you do have to provide an ID when, if you are engaged in a suspicious activity or if the police are conducting an investigation, then it's reasonable for them to ask and demand some kind of ID from you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. And we always like to end with a cop myth of some kind. I always have all different kinds of ones that we ask. Mike, you know, you watch TV and you learn all the wrong things about police work. One thing you see all the time in cop shows is, you know, whether it's the cop or the bad guy, that you can basically come up on somebody and with the butt end of your pistol, you can whack them real good on the neck area and you can make them go unconscious for the duration of the TV program. And then, you know, if they ever do wake up, they'll be perfectly fine thereafter. It's the number one tactic for submission onto a suspect. Is this accurate in any way?
Hey, all someone has to do is walk behind me and I'm going to pass out because I'm like one of those fainting goats. I just, oh my God, they scared me. So that's pretty much it. But yeah, it doesn't work.
It'd be sort of nice if the Vulcan mind butt pistol hit would work, but it doesn't really work that way. So that's why I wanted to ask you.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. But I'll tell you, I'll eat a donut and still chase you down.
Exactly. I mean, if it worked, they'd train at the academy on it, and you notice they don't. Greg Gordon, he is a public information officer, one of the PIOs for the City of Pensacola Public Police Department. Greg, thanks so much for joining us this morning, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, and everybody have a great Labor Day.